season. It's the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Sign up now at radio.com/picks.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance so common with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The ultimate treatment for visibly brighter, firmer skin. New Super C Vitamin C and Retinol Serum from Strivectin. A skincare breakthrough powered by two forms of stabilized vitamin C to brighten dull, tired skin. Retinol to smooth rough texture and fine lines. And patented Niagen 114 to strengthen the skin barrier. 97% showed improvement in skin brightness and 100% showed measured improvement in skin firmness. Try new Super C Serum risk-free with free shipping and returns at Strivectin.com. That's Strivectin.com.
It's like an intruder that sneaks into your bedroom while you're sleeping, puts his hands around your neck, and chokes you until you fight to take your next breath, and then lets up, only to do it over and over, sometimes more than 100 times every hour, every night. This is sleep apnea assaulting you. And if your partner told you again how bad your snoring was last night, know that snoring is sleep apnea's calling card, and this serious sleep disorder can end your life. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula with Advent, and you have the power to stop these nightly assaults. Unlike most sleep centers, where a CPAP mask is your only option, Advent offers every effective snoring and sleep apnea treatment available. Some that are simple in-office procedures that will surprise you with their ease and relieve you with their effectiveness. Go to AdventKnows.com to schedule your appointment, because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
For me, it's never my focus. You know, again, I've said that before, you know, so I'm not focused on that. You know, I mean, I'm focused on the season. Like I said before, we got a game this week, you know, so that's where my concern is. You know, folks in Detroit Lions right now, you know, going out here trying to help my team get a W, you know, so again, I mean, all that other stuff, you know, I let it play out however it play out. You know, but again, that's not of my concern right now.
That was Allen Robinson a week ago. It's Mully and Haw on The Score. And I think his focus may be shifting, David. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think that he did some it's kind of passive aggressive to remove this stuff from his social media accounts without having, you know, to back it up with a statement. It's a little surprising, but I think that's today's day and age. I do think that it's fair to wonder whether or not this trade demand, whether or not these messy negotiations, whatever you want to call them or phrase it, they could be a distraction this week. It is just the Giants. It is just the kind of team that you welcome into Soldier Field. The Bears should win, but that's why you don't want to mess around with things that could get in the way of what should be a winnable game.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, again, the Bears were 3-point underdogs when they went to Detroit, and they won that game, and they come home 5.5-point favorites over the lowly Giants. And, you know, I do think that I'm going to be fascinated to see what the injury report looks like, because I think that the defense, particularly the front seven, did not have a great outing. And, you know, they weren't really hitting Stafford. I mean, I get it. They had a sack, but that seemed more was that a coverage sack, or was that him trying to make a play sack? He held on to the ball forever. Now, Daniel Jones, Danny Dimes, your guy, you've been touting him, he will hold on to the ball, and he is the kind of guy that you can hit. And while they thought their offensive line was upgraded, they struggled quite a bit. I'll be very curious to see if the Bears defense can put some pressure on the quarterback and if they can stop the run. That was a huge problem, especially early in that Detroit game.
Danny Dimes is not my guy. Danny Dimes is a guy that I wouldn't trust. 14 starts, 14 interceptions, questionable decision-making in the red zone. He'll throw you the ball down there. He'll maybe try to make something happen and see something that isn't there. Yeah, you could win with them maybe, but I think it's an opportunity for the Bears defense to get well and that pass rush to kind of show us what we have been talking about for all offseason. Look, though, this is a critical week for the Bears, whether or not you want to go there or not, because, Mully, we saw players publicly making this an issue about pay Allen Robinson, extend,
right,
even though they're friends. This is an issue. You've got your most valuable offensive player in the midst of a contract dispute in season. You've got your most expensive free agent who is yet to kind of contribute, and the status of his health is mysterious at best. What are you looking at if you're the Bears here? What are you counting on if you're, you know, you, Robert Quinn, if he's not available, then what? Allen Robinson, if he's not happy, then what? Yeah, they want to know. There's a lot you could paint a rosy picture here, but you've got to take care of some business here, and there's some questions that need to be answered.
Yeah, I got to tell you, when we talked to Dan Pompey, he said a couple things about Ryan Pace, about coming from New Orleans, about the way they view the receiver, that I've got to sit down and think through quite a bit. Because the reality is, as a caller pointed out earlier, this was one of the worst receiving corps in the NFL before Allen Robinson showed up. I mean, there is a reason they went out and they paid a guy who was coming off a knee injury, because they didn't have anybody like him, and they had no luck going out and trying to find people. It's just a train wreck, the condition the wide receiver core was in, and how poor it was. And my goodness gracious, it just seems like, you know, you can chase your own tail all you want with this stuff, and you can create this storyline of how you're not going to pay because of the value of the position. I look around the NFL, and teams that have a receiver are pretty damn good. Teams that don't have a receiver have some pretty big problems. And you saw a receiver that went to Arizona and had an unbelievable game. You didn't see that in the place. You saw a loss where he had been. So it's a huge hole if you don't have that guy, and I don't know how you avoid it.
And it depends on your team. It depends on your roster and what that player means to that offense. And Allen Robinson means more to the Bears offense than any player that they're going to put out there. And I think he makes others around him better, including Anthony Miller.
All right, we are delighted to welcome in Charles Davis. He's going to be on the call of the Bears game this week, and we've talked to Charles plenty of times over the years, and it is always fun to get his perspective on a game. He, of course, is working with Ian Eagle and Evan Washburn as well, and they will be the NFL Today at 11 a.m. on CBS. Good morning, Charles. How are you?
Good morning, Charles.
I'm doing great. Good morning, guys. How have you been? And is there any luckier analyst in the NFL than me? I go from Kevin Burkhardt to Ian Eagle. Are you kidding me? You talk about high level. Come on. I'm a fortunate man.
You go from Lamar Jackson to Mitch Trubisky. That's the way I'm
looking
at it. Hey, listen. You know what we say in the broadcasting world, and this is not a shot or anything at all, but every game you prepare for, it could be the biggest game in the country that day. You just don't know it yet. And that's how you always look at it. This could be the day that we come back, and on Monday we all call each other and go, Mitchell Trubisky went off in this game, and we were there to see it. And that's how I prepare for all of them. And you know, the fun part is the matchup with him and Daniel Jones, because both of them show you those things that think you go, okay, there I see it. The fourth quarter this past week for Mitchell Trubisky. For Daniel Jones, we've seen him throw 5 touchdowns in one game. He set a rookie record last year for touchdown passes. They had a 19-play drive. And then he threw it away. So we've seen the good, the bad. We just want to see consistency out of both of them, because I think if you get consistency, you're going to get good play.
And with young quarterbacks, Charles, you're exactly right. It comes down to sometimes the protection they get in the offensive line in front of them. The Giants' offensive line starts a rookie left tackle. They've got some new guys in the mix there. And frankly, they didn't create enough space for Saquon Barkley. Is that where this game will be won if the Bears are able to win this game?
I would think so. I think that's a great place to start. I love where you're going with it, because let's break it real quick. Eddie Goldman's not there, and that's a loss. He's an opt-out, but, boy, for the run game, he's tremendous. But if you're talking about getting the Giants in a position of throwing the ball, now Khalil Mack off the edge, if Robert Quinn is back and able to go off the edge, right? Akeem Hicks doing work off the edge and inside. Yeah, because I looked at that Giants group. The only two starters on the offensive line the same as last year are the guards. Will Hernandez at left guard, Kevin Zeitler at right guard. The center's Nick Gates, who's a converted tackle. Monday night was his first game ever at center. Cam Fleming's a journeyman right tackle. And as you mentioned, Andrew Thomas, a rookie left tackle. They've got some work to do because you can't waste carries with Saquon Barkley like that to where he has nowhere to go. And this Bears team, they're licking their chops to have their opportunity there because if they can limit him there, now you can clamp down and get after Daniel Jones in the passing game. I think you're exactly right.
Yeah, Saquon Barkley's a great player, and he was hit either at the line or behind the line of scrimmage in like 11 of the 15 carries. It's just there was no room whatsoever, and the Bears struggled against the running game when Adrian Peterson was running downhill on him. So I think that's going to be, you know, he's a very prideful kid, Barkley, and he's, you know, when you're that good a player, you really feel like you let people down, and I don't think he did because I didn't think he had any space, but I worry about him.
Yeah, and you should, because it's not going to just be him coming back with a vengeance. An offensive line that's had all week to hear how bad they are. So I expect them to play better this week. You know how it goes, right? If somebody tells you how bad you are all week, okay, I'll show you. And, you know, game two, see if they play a little crisper. We'll see how that goes. But the other part is, let's see what Jason Garrett does with Saquon to find some space for him. You know, he's got to do some design and some scheming, because the one big play he had, you guys remember it? Swing pass, get him out of space.
Yep.
38, 39 yards, hurdling people. You give him, you know, just a sliver, you've got a problem on your hands. Jason Garrett's trying to figure out, how can I find that sliver for him if my offensive line can't move people? And he'll find out quickly in this game whether they're moving people or not, and then they'll go from there.
Charles, we all tend to overreact a little bit from week one, the outcomes, but when you look at what you expected, your perception of the Bears, you know, outside of Chicago nationally, seemed like there were high expectations for this team. What were yours?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine are high as well in terms of, I think this is a team that has a chance because I still think the defense, and that was kind of a little bit of a surprise, wasn't it, on Sunday, giving up 426?
Yeah.
It's not like the Lions are a bad football team in terms of moving the ball. Right? They've got weapons. They've got people. And DeAndre Swift, and boy, I feel for that kid. I mean, now mentally, is he going to be okay going forward? I think he will be. Kids tend to bounce back and they're resilient. But that's a tough start because he gave them some good plays along the way. But Adrian Peterson running the football, you know, finally they've got a runner, you know, which is something they haven't had before. But when I look at this Bears team, the defense is only going to get better because over 16 games, they will be consistent and play well. Getting Fuller, I love Jalen Johnson coming out of college, and I thought he played really well. Yeah, he got trucked the one time, as DeShay Townsend said. If you haven't gotten trucked, you've never played DB in this league. That's how it's going to work. But how about the bounce back, making plays down the field? And then, of course, Eddie Jackson, of course, in center field. The three of them collaborating on the interception I thought was telling. There's talent, plenty of talent there. Mitchell Trubisky's consistency at the quarterback position, offensive line, going to be a big key to their season. And I think this is a team that's got a chance to be pretty decent.
Charles, as you can imagine, we spent a lot of time this morning talking about Allen Robinson and him cleaning up his social media accounts, erase any mention of the Bears, and reportedly requesting a trade. Obviously, there's a problem with the contract extension, and he's unhappy. It was remarkable to see so many of his teammates support him as opposed to the team. And I sometimes you think guys will stay quiet. Not that they wouldn't support a player, but it was a pretty loud voice here. How big a distraction is it? Is it a worry?
You know, if there wasn't a lot of support for him, I'd call it a distraction. But I don't think there's a distraction because the guys are in his corner, which allows him, I think, to go to the locker room and feel embraced and go play. while this thing gets worked out. Because you guys have all seen the reports, you know, requested a trade. Then the next thing I saw was his agent saying, no, he didn't request a trade, but, yeah, he's unhappy. Okay. At least we've got it boiled down, right? Last time I saw someone scrub their accounts of their team mentions was Josh Rosen when he was still with the Cardinals. And I was at the combine, and the word came out that he had scrubbed all mentions of the Cardinals, and then he came back and said he'd been hacked. Allen Robinson wasn't hacked. He's not going to say he was hacked. He's just letting them know he's unhappy. And it's interesting because go to Philadelphia. The week of the opener, Zach Ertz, their tight end, wants a new deal, right? Apparently he has a raised voices conversation with his GM, Howie Roseman, and it affected him in the game. Did you see the last drop
right
against Washington? It affected him. I feel like with the support that Allen Robinson's getting from his teammates and him wanting to show everyone, I feel like he's going to continue to play at a really high level, and we've seen that over time. It's just the wide receiver market is wild. It's Wild West right now, isn't it? Guys are getting big deals. Guys are going out there to Allen Robinson saying, where's mine? And that's what Ryan Pace is going to have to figure out, and we'll go from there. But I don't expect him to be a distraction. I think he'll play well.
Charles, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you. Love your work. Look forward to watching the game on Sunday.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate it. We're fired up about getting to Chicago. You guys be good.
All right, buddy. That is Charles Davis. Always a joy to talk to him. He does a great job. And we will we'll talk to Dan Bernstein next. Always fired up to talk to him. And Layla Rahimi is in as well,
yes.
So we'll get a chance to talk to both of them, and that should be a load of fun. We'll do that next in transition. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
The opening bell brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
What a time to be a Chicago sports fan. Start your day with a Score and listen all day, every day. The Bears are back.
Touchdown, Bears!
And both the Cubs and Sox are among the hottest teams in baseball. Lock it on the Score all day so you don't miss a minute of what we do best. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Papa Charlie's Italian Beef wants to thank you for 30 years of loyalty by offering a hot 4-pound price at all your Burkott Superfoods locations.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. We're in final preparations and preparing to leave for our 6th annual Climb for the Kids. We've summited some great mountains over the years, but this year we're taking it up a notch. We'll be summiting 4 14Kers in 4 days in the beautiful state of Colorado. Learn more about our charitable partners, the mountains that we're climbing, and get involved at climbforthekids.com.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
You want to experience 18 holes but can't get to the course? For the ultimate at-home golf experience, join Amstel Light at Stadium Liquors, located at 5641 West 79th Street in Burbank, this Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m., where you can enter for a chance to win a Golden Tee Go Home Edition. Please enjoy Amstel Light responsibly. 2020 Amstel Light Lager Beer, imported by Amstel USA, White Plains, New York.
The ultimate treatment for visibly brighter, firmer skin. New Super C Serum from Strivectin. A skincare science breakthrough powered by two forms of stabilized vitamin C and acerola cherry to brighten dull, tired skin. Plus retinol to smooth rough texture and fine lines. Strivectin's proprietary Nia 114, a form of niacin, strengthens the skin barrier for a glowing complexion. Visit Strivectin.com and save 20% off your first Super C purchase with code Super C. That's Strivectin.com, code Super C.
Hey everybody, it's Luke Bryan here. St. Jude is just a special hospital. From the first time I visited, I was blown away by what I saw. A family can come to St. Jude and know that every dime is taken care of and their child will have the best care. It's one of the most special places in the world.
Become a St. Jude Partner in Hope. Text COUNTRY to 626262 and click the link to donate $20 a month. You receive the This Shirt Saves Lives t-shirt. Please text COUNTRY to 626262 right now.
Chicago Sports Morning Show with Mully and Hall. We'll be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
What gets you revved up?
Maybe it's heading toward that next adventure, driving farther and exploring more. Or maybe it's just spending less time worrying and more time doing. Whatever it is, Citgo is here to help with top-tier tri-clean gasoline. With continuous use, it helps keep engine parts clean for a smooth ride and maximize